This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The White House on Thursday said it was exploring a series of pauses in the Israeli-Hamas conflict to help people safely exit Gaza and allow humanitarian aid to get in, but reiterated its opposition to a full ceasefire. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on his way to Israel.
We've had about 50 to 60 trucks a day of assistance going in. We need that and want that to increase, and I expect you'll see that in the coming days.
A State Department spokesperson said Secretary Blinken will meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other leaders of the Israeli government to receive an update on their military objectives. President Biden said dozens of Americans with dual nationalities were evacuated from Gaza. We get the details from VOA's Alexis Strope.
President Joe Biden says that 74 more U.S. citizens have left the Gaza Strip. He announced the development as he dispatched U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to the Mideast for talks with Israeli and Jordanian officials as the nearly four-week-old Israeli-Hamas war rages on with no end in sight. Biden said those who evacuated were dual citizens. The White House has previously said some 500 to 600 U.S. citizens had been trapped in Gaza since the start of the October 7th Israel-Hamas war. The administration said earlier this week that a handful of Americans were among dozens of dual citizens who were able to get out of the strip where a humanitarian crisis is unfolding. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.
The United States is providing up to $425 million in additional military aid for Ukraine in a package expected as soon as Friday, according to two U.S. officials speaking to VOA. In addition to the package Friday, will include $300 million in Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative funds for laser-guided munitions. This is VOA News. Leading artificial intelligence developers have agreed to work with governments to test the new frontier models before they are released to help manage the risk of the rapidly developing technology. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports it's a potentially landmark achievement at the United Kingdom's Artificial Intelligence Summit.
Like-minded governments and AI companies have today reached a landmark agreement.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Thursday hailed an agreement between leading AI developers and governments to test new artificial intelligence models before they are released. He said the accord on the final day of his two-day AI safety summit would help to manage the risks of the rapidly developing technology and protect humanity from the potential threat it poses.
The late Stephen Hawking once said, AI is likely to be the best or worst thing to happen to humanity. If we can sustain the collaboration that we have fostered over these last 2 days, I profoundly believe that we can make it the best. Because safely harnessing this technology could eclipse anything we have ever known.
The list of countries that had signed up to the safety testing collaboration did not include China.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber says China's representatives were not included in the second day of talks. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been convicted of defrauding cryptocurrency customers. We'll get more on the details from the AP's Norman Hall.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been convicted of defrauding cryptocurrency customers. A New York jury has convicted Sam Bankman-Fried of fraud in a scheme that cheated customers and investors of at least $10 billion. After the months-long trial, jurors rejected Bankman-Fried's claim during 4 days on the witness stand in Manhattan federal court that he never committed fraud or meant to cheat customers before FTX, once the world's second-largest crypto exchange, collapsed into bankruptcy a year ago. His fall was spectacular. He went from a Super Bowl ad and dreams of a future run for president to conviction for what prosecutors say was the biggest fraud in U.S. history. I'm Norman Hall.
In other news, record-breaking winds in France and across much of the Western Europe area left at least 7 people dead and others injured. Storm Ciarán charged through the continent Thursday, disrupting travel in several countries. The storm knocked out power to just over 1 million French households on Thursday as well. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.